2D Listening Skills Exercise 3, page 30. You will hear three different extracts. For questions 1 to 6, choose the answer A, B, or C, which fits best according to what you hear. There are two questions for each extract. Extract 1. You hear two teachers talking about a learning resource.
How's the interactive whiteboard working out in your classroom?
I think I can say with confidence that it has been a revelation. It was a bit of a distraction for the students at first, but once they got used to it, it has made the lessons much more interesting because it's allowed the students to interact with the learning process.
In what way?
Quite simply, it promotes student engagement in class, which I think is crucial for learning. It allows higher levels of student participation with a hands-on approach that involves the entire class, so none of the students feel isolated. My lessons require more preparation now, but if you want to get the most out of your students, I think it's worth the extra effort.
And you don't think you can get the same effect from a normal whiteboard?
Not to the same extent. I understand some teachers being wary of using technology in the classroom, but it's important to keep up to date. I mean, we're not still using abacuses in maths, are we? Just as teachers were probably apprehensive about the introduction of calculators back in the day, they're bound to want to hold off on this. But you have to move with the times and embrace the new, don't you?
Extract 2. You overhear two friends talking about some new technology in their old school.
So what do you think about our old school bringing in compulsory tablet computers for the kids?
Well, really it was inevitable, wasn't it? After all, we live in a world which is much more technology rich than 5 or 10 years ago when we were at school. To tell you the truth, I'm surprised that it's only just happening now. But I suspect that it may be impractical to enforce, though. Some parents on a tight budget will probably find it difficult to afford a tablet for their children, for a start. Then there's the issue of whether the students will end up leaving school without being competent enough in their writing skills, which the school will be duty-bound to ensure doesn't happen.
I don't think the tablets are essential, but I'm sure the benefits of something like this will far outweigh the drawbacks. There are the obvious plus points, of course, like not having to carry heavy textbooks around all day and being able to use the tablet to learn anywhere and at any time, which is a vast improvement on the current situation. But I think the most significant benefit will be that students' interest levels will get a boost. There are so many apps you can use on tablets these days, and that's bound to be attractive to students and facilitate their learning, which can only be a positive development.
Extract 3. You hear part of a radio discussion about young people and the study of science.
So, a recent survey of high schools showed that although most students enjoy learning about science, very few choose to undertake a course in higher education. Basically, no matter how informative and inspiring their teachers are, if they can't see how studying science is going to benefit them and their careers in the future, then they don't see the point of it.
Unfortunately, that's all too true. We have to stop teaching science subjects out of context. Otherwise, students will continue to believe that there is no value in studying them.
It's sad, because I believe that there are ways in which we can reverse this lack of interest.
I agree. In fact, there has been a lot of progress made with regards to the way sciences are taught in recent years. There's been an increase in collaborative learning and student participation, for instance. But in my opinion, it doesn't go far enough. What I'd like to see is more science professionals being invited into classrooms to help put the subjects in context. If students are introduced to professionals who utilize science in their work, it can give them an insight into how necessary it is. This would also help them to understand specific professions, as well as showing science professionals as role models.